the purple shirt here. Hello, sir. What is your first name?
Jim.
Jimmy Cotton. I'm Rosemary. Glad to meet you. Lord had shown me a picture before, and he said it's for you, that you have a decision coming, or made a decision, about something, and the door is open. He says the door is open. The decision is apparently the right decision. But now when you go through that open door into that decision, don't be surprised if at first it seems kind of dark. I see this dark hallway. The Lord says your confidence is in Him. He loves you truly, inside and out. And He says, you follow me, you hear my voice, and you proceed through that open door. And He said, all is well.
Yeah, this is a follow-up word, and it's probably the same word in a different way. I just saw there's some situation that you've been trying to fix, and it's just been really difficult to fix, and you can't quite make it work. And the Lord said, just be at peace. He's going to work it all out. And I think that's true. He'll just open the door. It's all going to work out just fine. You know, just back off, relax, trust Him. No more anxiety about it. Don't try to make it work. Whether it's trying to fix a person or some situation, just back off. God says He's going to be easy.
I'm done. Just see the Lord just bringing you through time of real refreshing. Just really picking you back, putting you on your feet, and just filling you full of His Spirit. And I just really see the Lord this weekend giving you a revelation of your bridegroom. And I just see the Lord just coming in and all of every place that feels lonely, every place that feels, you've lost your husband. The Lord just wants you to know every place in you, every place of pain, every place that longs, that He's going to fill, and you're going to really see what it means to have the relationship with the bridegroom, the bride. He's going to fill all those nice things. You know, it's like knowing Him as your husband.
I'm in my stand. Have you understood the door with the house of
the Lord? The Lord has given me a word for you. What I was seeing was your wings. What I heard was you're no longer grounded. And there was a wind that was coming and taking you into these high places. These high places that you were there, so it's this, you don't even know how to get out of there, but it's this close to you. You have wings that you're no longer around.
Ma'am, you in the orange shirt, I just see this pumpkin over you. You've got the other pumpkin over your head, and he's taking a knife and he's carving things out of the pumpkin. And it came out to be this really beautiful picture on this pumpkin. And I think there's some things in your life that you're going through right now that God's going to cut some things out to make your walk with Him even easier and more beautiful for you.
I'm Maury and Stacy. And so I got a picture of a clock and it was shattered. Jesus was putting it back together again, and He wants you to know that He's healing and restoring lost time.
I have a word for you and them in the black and white. And I just saw around you just the water level rising around you. And I just heard the Lord say that this time of the conference was going to be a real unleashing time for you. And there's just some places where just some walls have been put up, of just places where maybe you disqualified yourself saying, I can't go there, or someone else did. And I just saw the water of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, breaking those barriers down and just surrounding you and really giving you water, not to just walk in and play in, but water over your head to swim. And the Lord said the things of the Spirit were going to be unleashed to you this weekend for you to enter in into all those things and just release them to others.
And the lady here in the little jeans jacket, okay, the Lord gave me a picture earlier, and I believe
but it's for you. I don't know if you do any sewing or you've ever done anything like that, but I saw someone with scissors cutting these little strands, these little attachments, you know, and he said that he wants to applaud the changes you've made and the steps you've taken to grow in him and to get closer and closer. Because of that, the love that he's pouring out this weekend, you're so much more available for all that he wants you to have. And there will be a few more little snips, you know, to make, but you're so well on your road to being that lovesick follower.
This lady here showing me the love that you have for your family, and there's been some pain in it, but the Lord is going to begin to reveal to you a family and a background and a fullness of some people that you didn't even know about, haven't even thought about. But there's a richness in the, it's like there's been hard soil, but there's a richness in your family that God wants to show you, and some people that want to love you that you didn't even know about that are going to be into it here in your life. Thank you, Jesus.
That cool wind that hit us this morning, the Lord gave me the word to give you the word of suddenly. You know, you're standing there and hot, and things aren't going right, you're fighting some battles. You think, Lord, I can't see the end of it, but suddenly, that's when you're there. The sudden is coming.
Amen.
I don't know who this word is for. But, you know, I've seen a picture of like a bull. And you've seen pictures of it sometimes. They'll have a ring in their nose. That was put there so that bull would do what you wanted to do. You grab that ring and it'd follow you anywhere. But then I saw a slit in it. And what I heard the Lord say is, it's trying to lead you in a direction, kind of resisting. But it's the love of God that's doing it. It's not like he wants to pull you that way. But it's his love that's leading you that way. And so all you need to do is really surrender. And to surrender, I saw that thing coming out.
Yeah. Also, one of our ladies from Tallahassee, Becker, I just keep hearing the word ignite, and God's igniting you. And what I saw was like a rocket, you know, they'll lose stages and they go higher. So God's like igniting you right now, and he's like, therefore, you're moving into a different stage. This is a change, a season for you. There's a real change going on. But he's, the process, when that change stages, there's part of the stuff that has to lead back. So God's removing something from your life, you know, but it's because he's igniting you, propelling you to go higher. And that's what's happening, okay? It's not lost. It's necessary. So you can go. All right?